Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Morning News with Dave Lee. It's time for the Rash Report. John Rash, media and pop culture expert here on News Talk 830 WCCO. He joins Dave Lee every Friday. Henry Lake in for Dave today. Dave Lee is back on Monday. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Henry. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling good. Twins won yesterday, so I'm feeling pretty good on this Friday, right? They got a day off. I feel pretty good.
No doubt about it. I'm sure the manager and the team and the community are feeling good. And, boy, they're looking pretty good so far. So good to hear them on the radio yesterday. And I think that particularly given the fact that they have some fans back in the stands, they might get some more fans in front of the radio or the television set as well, because I know you follow sports as well, but there seems to be a direct line that can be drawn, Henry, between the lack of fans at professional sporting events and the decline of fans watching them, because, of course, you know, the reactions and the fan experience is something that is such an integral part of watching professional and college sports, and that's been missing, and some of the viewers have been missing as well.
Yep. You're part of the editorial board at the Star Tribune. Earlier today, we talked to Julia Janae from Court TV, and their brand has been exploding over the coverage of the trial of Derek Chauvin. Your thoughts about just the overall coverage and the impact of all of this?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's important, if not imperative, that we have this coverage, Henry, because I think that it increases the confidence and trust in the judicial system and the eventual verdict that the jury is going to need to render in this case. And I think the transparency is something that will hopefully endure beyond just this trial, because often, particularly here in Minnesota, as you well know, because trials are not televised, it's a more opaque aspect of our government. And I think that being able to see what happens is important for society. And I think especially given all of the dynamics surrounding this case, which became an international sensation, the fact that it's being televised is great. So, yes, Court TV and many media outlets, you know, have televised portions, if not all of this. And indeed, the ratings at CNN, in just one example, which of course normally are highest in prime time, have been spiking in the early to mid-afternoon, when you have key witnesses who are taking the stand, testifying about various aspects of the case. And that's an indication that of the national interest in this case. And so I think that it's been handled responsibly and hope that it will continue, not just in this case, but beyond.
It sounds like CBS's 60 Minutes is in hot water with both political parties on a story on Florida governor's pay-to-play scheme with the COVID vaccines?
Yes, a lot of pushback on this story. 60 Minutes has stood by it, and you know this involves political contributions and a major grocery chain getting access to the vaccine, and many others have pushed back. And as you mentioned, on a bipartisan basis, that the ubiquity of the public stores and you know the concentration of them in certain parts of Florida mean that this would have been the responsible, you know, thing to do here. I think it just goes to show, you know, how campaign contributions, however, can be a double-edged sword, whether or not there is actually any kind of improper activity here. Obviously, is the subject of the big dispute, but the fact that it's being discussed is reflective of the fact that they made a big campaign contribution. And so for politicians, it certainly, you know, can be turned into a negative. And boy, for corporations, as we've seen in this case, and in a slightly different dynamic, but we look at the pushback against corporations and then for the corporations in Georgia, as an example, with the moving of the All-Star game and with the protest among several major companies against Georgia's new voting law.
CNN's Brooke Baldwin, she's leaving and saying that there aren't enough women in the newsroom at CNN. How can this be in 2021?
Well, I think that, you know, partly it shouldn't be the case, and partly it's probably the case because of contracts that had been signed when there was, you know, and maybe some long-term ones when there wasn't the appropriate thought put into the balance that she's trying to strive for and many journalistic observers, you know, would like to see. But, you know, certainly I think that overall the industry, as so many are finally headed in the right direction in terms of hiring across the board and in terms of having more diverse and gender balanced, you know, staffs as an example. But my guess is her comments will certainly be heard among CNN brass and something that they may heed as well.
All right, we got less than 20 seconds. Are you writing a column in the Star Tribune tomorrow?
I am. Big opening of an exhibit at the Minnesota History Center on Sinclair Lewis, the seminal author of Main Street, 100 Years Since Main Street, about the urban-rural divide. It's a divide that still exists in some ways is amplifying, so I'll explore that in my column tomorrow.
That's the Rash Report. John Rash joining us here on the Morning News with Dave Lee. Hey, John, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Henry.
All right, let's take a look at the weather and traffic, and then we have a Flashback Friday coming up next year on the Morning News with Dave Lee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!